Feel different. You drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Christopher Cruz. Dozens of trucks loaded with relief supplies have been entering the Gaza Strip. But because of unrelenting Israeli airstrikes and incursions, the humanitarian situation there is grim. Omar Abdel Manan is a British-Egyptian physician. He's been talking with doctors in Gaza.
A lack of medical supplies and then continual bombing of healthcare facilities or threats to healthcare facilities is essentially, for them, hell on earth.
Will Congress approve additional aid to Israel and Ukraine? CBS's Scott McFarlane is on Capitol Hill.
The House returns here Wednesday. They're going to get to this bill first, according to the new House Speaker, but I wouldn't assume immediate, instantaneous passage.
The six-week-long auto workers' strike apparently has come to an end after the United Auto Workers Union came to terms with GM. UAW President Sean Fain.
We wholeheartedly believe that our strike squeezed every last dime out of General Motors.
The tentative deal with GM mirrors the one with Ford and Stellantis. A lot of questions are being asked about the man who shot and killed 18 people last week in Lewiston, Maine, including, was enough done to prevent the tragedy? More from CBS's Matt Piper.
A testy back and forth between Maine Governor Janet Mills and reporters.
Excuse me. Please lower your voice, please. I'm not here to argue.
It's over reports that police across the state were alerted last month about threats made by the mass shooter. The county sheriff's office now says they were contacted by his family back in May, concerned for his well-being. As recently as September 17th, a deputy spoke to the shooter's brother, who said he would work to secure firearms the killer had access to. An alert was subsequently issued urging officers to use extreme caution, saying the man was armed and dangerous. It was canceled 1 week before the shooting rampage.
A judge has told federal border agents to stop cutting up the razor wire installed along the Rio Grande by the state of Texas. The story from reporter Chris Fox in Austin.
Federal Judge Alia Moses ordered the border agents to stop cutting the razor wire pending the outcome of a November 7th hearing. Last week, Texas sued the Biden administration to stop the practice. The Department of Homeland Security claims it's responsible for protecting migrants from being injured, regardless of their legal status.
New research predicts cardiovascular-linked deaths caused by extreme heat are projected to double between 2036 and 2065. Study lead author Dr. Sameed Katana is an assistant professor of medicine at the University of Pennsylvania.
That increase is expected to be greater amongst non-Hispanic black adults compared to non-Hispanic white adults in the United States.
Dr. Katana says more research is needed to understand how we can make cities cooler. This is CBS News.
Make the hiring process work for you. With Indeed's end-to-end hiring solution, you can attract, interview, and hire candidates all from one place. Start at Indeed.com/credits.
People won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, can potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
Think you'd like working with us at Civic Media? We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin. If you have the right skills to join our team, let's talk. Civic Media is a proud equal opportunity employer committed to diversity and inclusion, along with the growth and development of all current and future employees. If you're interested or are part of an organization who wants to know more, go to our website, civicmedia.us, and click on the Careers tab.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here.
I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe, and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org, brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Don't let biased algorithms, or degree screens, or exclusive professional networks, or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
From the Civic Media Radio Network, moving Wisconsin forward one joke at a time. This is As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Broad.
And so it goes, and so it goes, and so it goes, and so it goes. But where it's going, no one knows. Hello, Wisconsin!
Now, filling in for the new mom, here's Jane Matinair.
Good morning. Welcome to As Goes Wisconsin. Calvin is on the board, Greg Bach with me in studio. Just a reminder, every Wednesday, the new mom at 10:33 joins the show to give us an update on little Frankie Lou. I was going to see her yesterday, and then Kristen had a real busy day with other people stopping in. So this coming weekend is going to be my Francis weekend.
All right.
I'm very excited. I'm also very excited about our next guest. And actually, this was a listener who brought this organization to our attention. Harry Pulliam is the vice president of the Sustain Rural Wisconsin Network, and he is joining us now on the phone. Good morning, Harry.
How are you today?
Good, thank you. How about yourself?
I think I'm okay, thanks. I think I have a warm spot someplace.
Well, that's good. Harry, tell us about Sustain Rural Wisconsin. And again, it was a listener who brought your organization to our attention and said, you need to talk to these people. So what is it that you do?
Well, Sustain Rural Wisconsin Network has been around for almost 10 years. We are a fairly loose-knit organization or coalition, if you will, of citizen groups around the state who are concerned with water quality and the adverse effects of industrial agriculture, industrial farming activities on public health and water quality.
So when you talk about the effect, are you talking about these CAFOs, these large animal operations?
We're talking, I think the term is typically called CAFOs, but you can pronounce it however you want to. A lot of folks don't even use the acronym. They just say factory farms. Sometimes they say industrial livestock operations. That's pretty much what we're talking about. That's the primary culprit in this situation.
Well, and for surrounding communities, I mean, how many animals are we talking about at some of these operations?
Well, by state law, the typical CAFO, if you will, is about 750 dairy cows. They call it 1,000 animal units. If you're talking about hogs, it's like 2,500 hogs or 2,500 animal units. With chickens, it can be several thousand.
The biggest issue is what we do with the waste of all these animals, correct?
Exactly, that's the primary issue.
And what is the current?
Some of these
go ahead, Harry.
Some of these operations produce millions and millions of gallons of waste, and it is waste every year. There's an outfit called Pinnacle Dairy in outside of Broadhead, Wisconsin, Greene County, that produces 94 million gallons of manure every year from 5,800 cows sited on 127 acres of essentially wetlands, been tiled for years beside an already impaired stream. and they spread that manure over about 7,000 acres throughout about three counties.
Wow. That is really a lot to wrap your brain around.
It's hard to conceptualize that amount of manure.
Well, and that's not even, there's an article that I found from WPR. There was a proposal in 2019, a developer known as Cumberland LLC proposed an operation with 26,000 pigs.
Yeah. Matter of fact, that's still in the works. We've Sustainable Wisconsin Network and its affiliate groups have been successful for a couple, 3 years now in staving off that installation. It's currently under review. The permit was once denied because they didn't have, they have to have a certain number of acres to spread their manure on. Usually it's in contract. They don't own that land. They contract with farmers who take it as fertilizer. In so many cases, these operations say on paper that they have so many acres, but when you go back to the people whose land they're supposed to be spreading on, those people say, well, we never sign any paperwork. So it's been, sleight of hand, we've been able to stave it off for a while. There are several communities, I'd say five, six communities in northwestern Ohio and Burnett County, where this Polk and Burnett counties, where this one operation was planned on being sited, who have developed operations ordinances, not to say, no, you can't come, but, if you come, you have to behave. And this is how you need to behave.
If you're just joining us, Harry Pulliam is our guest. He is the vice president of Sustain Rural Wisconsin Network, and they really focus on trying to keep our water clean and keep people engaged. Harry, I can't even imagine for people who live around these large farms, what do you hear from those folks?
Well, like I said, we've been hearing stories for years. Over in Kewaunee County, that's probably the poster child for the effects of industrial agriculture. They have far more animals than people in Kewaunee County. And there are people over there who were on the county board who had manure coming out of their faucets, brown water coming out of their faucets.
Oh, wow.
Really?
Really. And I've seen pictures. I can send you pictures.
Can I just believe you? I don't have to.
Well, you can certainly believe me.
I don't need to see pictures.
All this stuff is backed up by data. It's not like it's scare-tastic tactics. We're trying to let the general public know. And generally, folks in urban areas, they don't think about it because if you have a problem with a well in an urban area, everybody goes crazy. They crush it down the well. They move people's water supplies to other places. They pipe in water from someplace else. But the folks in rural areas, if they have a problem with their well, for instance, in Emerald, Wisconsin, which is in St. Croix County, right across the Emerald Town Hall, is right across the street from Emerald Sky Dairy, which is a major CAFO. Their nitrates in their water, which are allowable at 10 parts per million, are now over 50. Folks around the state are having that kind of problem every day.
Well, and it's certainly, dairy is a critically important industry in this state, and I don't think anybody wants us to lose more dairy farms. But when you're talking about numbers like this one that was proposed for these pigs in Polk and Burnett counties, 26,000 animals, how can you even care for this number of animals in the way that's required for them to be healthy?
Well, that's another question. It's something that we don't necessarily concern ourselves, although we're concerned about it. We don't necessarily work on animal rights or animal welfare questions, but there are so many other things that we need to address. But that certainly is a concern.
Well, if someone is listening and they would like to get involved, Harry, what could they do?
What I would suggest folks do is go to our website, which is sustainruralwisconsin.org, and take a look. We have a nice website with lots of information. We have, I like to direct people to this area of the website called Reality Check. And that's a series of about 30, 31 slides that you can scroll through that explain. They have pictures, and they explain at the top what the industry calls something and what it actually is.
What examples can you share with us, Harry?
Oh, gee whiz, trying to think off the top of my head. well, concentrate. you'll have a picture of as far as the eye can see, you see hogs, and they'll say concentrate animal feeding operation. What does that tell you? But at the very bottom of the picture, it'll say, you know, thousands of hogs in confinement in situations where they can't even turn around.
I am looking at the website right now, that section, and holy cow.
Or holy pig.
Holy pig. Holy oinkers.
Yeah, you're so true, you know. And then there are, what we found and why this organization got off the ground, I think, is that so often small communities are beset with these installations planning to come in, and they don't have a clue how to deal with it. They're concerned, they're worried, they've read about other situations, other parts of the state, but they don't have a frame of reference on how to address it. What's the first thing I need to do to protect myself and my family? And so they can go to the website. There are a whole series of suggestions on ways what you can begin to do, who you can contact, and how you can try to protect your family.
Boy, and we need to figure out something else to do with manure.
Well, yeah, we do. Historically, you were talking about numbers of farms. We lose about a farmer and a half a day. And what's happening is the industry is being encouraged by the federal government, actually, to concentrate, to get bigger and bigger farms and more confinement. Historically, I mean, you see these pictures of red barns and the cows on pasture and so forth, and some folks still do that. I was at a farm yesterday in Greene County where they have 40 or 50 cows, and that's how they do it. And the cows are healthier. They last longer. They have their milking cows that are 12 years old, whereas in a CAFO, they're lucky if they live to 3 or 4.
Seriously.
Wow. I mean, honestly, by looking at the pictures in the Reality Check project, that doesn't surprise me.
No, not really. Yeah, it's really so big. But you know, so we're getting fewer and fewer farms, but we're not losing numbers of cattle. And what we're hollowing out rural communities. Because, you know, generally one of these big operations comes in and says, gee whiz, we're gonna employ all sorts of people, we're gonna spend all our money locally, it'll be a boon to your economy. Well, actually, they buy all their inputs from someplace else, some other large outfit.
Harry, hang on for 1 second. We got to go to a break. We just got a couple of minutes in the break. If you can stick with us, I'd really appreciate it for another segment.
Not a problem.
Excellent. You are listening to As Goes Wisconsin. Stay with us, Harry Pulliam. We'll be back with us when we come back. You're listening on the Civic Media Radio Network.
The RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station. Saturdays and Sundays at 1, don't miss Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring legendary Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Football, life, and fun.
Earl, you've been driving a Yugo. They just gave you a brand new Ferrari with turbo boost. So enjoy it, brother.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Saturdays and Sundays at 1 on the Civic Media Network and on the Civic Media app.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Cloudy overnight with lows around 24. Winds out of the south, 5 to 10 miles an hour. Snow showers likely at times tomorrow, 35. About an inch of snow tomorrow. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 27 degrees.
Keeping Southeast Wisconsin informed, engaged, and entertained. This is The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
The sun shines down on a South Dakota morning, and I can see their faces in my eyes. I wish they were behind me.
Good morning. Welcome to As Goes Wisconsin. Jane Madner in for Kristen Rye. Greg Bach on the board. Carol Kane live with me in studio in downtown Waukesha every Thursday from 11 to 11:30. It's public service announcement with Dr. Kristen Lyerly. So glad to have you here, Dr. Lyerly. This is really important, what we're going to talk about next, because heart attacks are the number one leading cause of death for women in this country. Is that accurate?
Cardiovascular disease in general. So, yeah, so it's heart attacks, it's strokes, it's other heart diseases. But every minute in this country, a woman dies from cardiovascular disease.
So what can we do to protect ourselves?
Well, one simple thing we can do is make sure that our blood pressure is managed. Do you know what your blood pressure is?
I do.
Like, do you know what your numbers are?
I do.
We Carol?
Okay. Oh, me? Well, you know what? All I can tell you is that every time they take my blood pressure, they're always like, wow, it's really low.
That's good. Yeah.
I mean, I take after my father in that department, and I've never had a blood pressure problem. In fact, once when I had to be on bed rest for my son, and my girlfriend came and they took my blood pressure, and she's like, I'm coming at night with a mirror and putting it over your face because I don't know if you're breathing or not. So, I mean, I do know that it's low.
What about you, Greg? Do you know your numbers?
I don't off the top of my head. I know that when I went to give blood last time, they said it was a little high, but not like alarming. So, but that doesn't mean it should stay like that.
Yeah, and it's hard to know, like, was it that way because you were giving blood and you were stressed out about it? Or is it that way on a regular basis?
No, it's because I'm a chunky monkey.
Well, it does contribute to it. Family history contributes, cholesterol contributes. Yeah. There are a lot of different things that are associated with your blood pressure. But the number to know is 120 over 80. If you have a reading there, you know, here and there, and it's like 121 over 82, but usually it's below that, it's probably not a big deal. If you are consistently over that number, and you should have your blood pressure checked at least once a year, if you're consistently over that number, then you need to talk with your doctor about, what are my options here? So your blood pressure really is, if you think about your heart as a pump, your heart fills with blood and then it pumps that blood out into all of your blood vessels so that it can get oxygen and all that good stuff out to where it needs to go. If your blood vessels have too much resistance, or if they're too tight and crunchy because there's too much cholesterol there, too much cholesterol buildup, your heart has to press harder and that increases your blood pressure. Simple things you can do to decrease your blood pressure. Typically, if you just have a mild elevation, mild persistent elevation, typically we just start with lifestyle changes, diet, exercise, sleep, reduction in stress, if that's even possible. One thing I saw recently was optimism, which is so hard to find in the world right now, but just trying to look at the bright side of things and taking care of your mental health, that can really make a difference in your physical health as well. But it may be that you will require some medications to keep your blood pressure under control. You know, importantly, many people who have blood pressure problems don't have symptoms. And about, we estimate half of the people who have blood pressure problems, they have uncontrolled blood pressure problems, which obviously can lead to bigger, more serious issues down the road.
And I was totally against going on blood pressure medications until about a year and a half ago when I was in my doctor's office for my annual checkup and they took my BP. I'm embarrassed to say how high it was. But when she asked me, do we have a copy of Medical Power of Attorney on file?
Oh, my.
Jeez.
Oh, wow.
And I was like, gee, maybe we should talk about getting me on some medication. And so I take two pills once a day. It's not expensive. These are very, this is a very common medication. I mean, most of these are very common, aren't they, Dr. Lyerly?
Yeah, and there are lots of different types of medication. So if one doesn't work for you, if the side effects aren't work or are making it hard for you to take, there are other things that you can try. And Jane, I just have to say thank you for sharing your experience because I think a lot of people have that kind of experience. You feel good. You're like, I'm sure it's not a problem.
It's
like
always
I would
been
feel
fine.
Bad if
yeah.
there was a problem.
I've always been fine. My BP's always been fine. And then, ooh, it was sky high. And she looked at me like, I think you could die today.
Wow.
She didn't wow. say that necessarily, but it was when she asked me if they had a copy of my medical power yeah. of attorney, I thought, that seems...
not on me right now.
That seems bad.
Yeah, it's really scary. And when you get high numbers like that, it puts you at risk for not just like the long-term wear and tear on your body, but like acute things like stroke.
Right.
If you're above 160 over 110, that's the magic number we use in obstetrics because blood pressure problems happen a lot for our
pregnancy
patients.
Sure.
Yeah, we worry if somebody is over 160 over 110, that's an emergency for us. We are like, get them in the hospital, you know, figure out, do we need to have a baby right now? Or how do we control their blood pressure? Because they could very well stroke out.
You need to go to your doctor if you can. Again, what about people, Dr. Lyerly, who don't have a regular GP? What should they do?
It's tricky. There are places where you can check your blood pressure for free. There are definitely places like, you know, pharmacies where there are automatic cuffs. They're not necessarily the most reliable. So if you do have an abnormal reading or if you have persistently abnormal readings, definitely get that checked out. You know, there are, you can donate blood like Greg mentioned earlier. That's a great twofer. Because we talked about this a little bit last week, to be able to go in and donate blood, how fantastic is that? You get a little bit of free healthcare. Check your blood pressure, check your blood count. You get a little tune-up there. But, you know, really, if you have insurance, and this includes if you've got Badger Care, you get a free preventive visit every year. We fought for this with Obamacare. So go in. Get your preventive visit, get your basic lab work. All this preventive stuff is really just to make sure you don't develop things down the road. And the blood pressure check is part of that preventive visit.
Absolutely. Dr. Kristen Lyerly joins us every Thursday from 11 to 11:30 for our public cervix announcement. If you ever have questions for her, you can text them to 844-967-2789 or just shoot us an email at asgoeswisconsin@civicmedia.us. Dr. Lyerly, thank you so much.
Thanks,
Doc. We will see you next week.
Can't wait, guys. Have a great rest of your week.
You as well. And stay tuned. Coming up next, J.R. Radcliffe is going to join us. We're going to talk all things sports in Wisconsin.
Well, you know, the Bucks are starting.
It's exciting.
It's going to be
tonight.
I want to ask him what his prediction is for the team. I'll
all
be
right.
curious.
Stay with us. You're listening to As Goes Wisconsin. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
I may just beat you down, but will it even up the score? Will it?
Of the Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings from 8 till 10 on The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM WAUK.
CBS News Brief. As Israeli troops, tanks, and helicopters push deeper into Gaza, there's growing concern about the safety of civilians there, says CBS's Charlie Daggett.
Trying to square off against Hamas militants in between, you know, 2.3 million people, that sort of population, is difficult.
The auto worker strike has ended with both sides winning, says Detroit Mayor Mike Duggan.
Auto workers got kind of raise they deserve for their role in the success of these companies, and I think the leaders of the three companies handled themselves well.
The tentative agreements still have to be ratified by union members. Chaos erupted in a courtroom in Washington when a man accused of participating in the January 6th insurrection refused a judge's order to go to jail. CBS's Scott McFarlane.
Federal agents were knocked to the ground, a podium, a computer were toppled as January 6th defendant Vitaly Gus-Jankowski fought with agents who tried to take him into custody.
CBS News Brief. I'm Christopher Cruz.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Timeout.
All right. Remember, we're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Why are interscholastic sports called the last classroom of the day? Because they teach students important life lessons like teamwork, accountability, and perseverance. School sports are so much more than a game. They're about developing the whole person. That's why they're an essential part of every student's education.
Encourage your student to participate in the last classroom of the day. Interscholastic sports in Wisconsin. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
People won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, can potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
Think you'd like working with us at Civic Media? We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin. If you have the right skills to join our team, let's talk. Civic Media is a proud equal opportunity employer committed to diversity and inclusion, along with the growth and development of all current and future employees. If you're interested or are part of an organization who wants to know more, go to our website, civicmedia.us. and click on the Careers tab.
Sports go sports! I promise I really, totally care who wins. If
there's a net or a hoop or a hole in the ground, I hope they get it in. If they want to go to all the bases, I hope they do. If they're supposed to run past a line or whatever, I hope they do that too. Sports go sports!
Good morning. Welcome to As Goes Wisconsin. Jane Matnair in for Kristen Bride. Greg Bach is on the board. My colleague and friend Carol Kane live with me in studio in downtown Waukesha. And joining us every other Thursday to talk all things sports and sports ball related, it's the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel's J.R. Radcliffe. Good morning, J.R. How are you doing?
Good morning. Hello, everybody. I'm doing great. How are you guys today?
We are good and really excited about tonight's Bucks game against the 76ers. This is the first time, right in regular season, we're going to see Damian Lillard and Giannis Antetokounmpo on the court together.
That is correct. For the first time since, of course, he was acquired this offseason, they played the Philadelphia 76ers at Pfizer Forum. It's going to be an event. It's going to be sold out. There's going to be a lot of energy there, I'm sure. I think what we saw in the preseason from them wasn't maybe satisfying is probably the right way to look at it. Like there's going to be some growing pains. I think we didn't see, you know, the eye popping, oh my gosh, these guys together are unstoppable. I think there's a really good chance we get there and probably pretty early, but, I don't know, maybe tempered enthusiasm just a little bit, that maybe, okay, it's going to take a few games for this to get, you know, fully locked in, but it's
you
still
realize
really
that's very hard for us, right? Because we've got a championship under our belt. We know we've got some growing pains, but we've got Giannis and we put all our faith into him. And it's just like, we can't stop our excitement. It's just the way we are.
Right. And Giannis, of course, signing this extension to stay in Milwaukee. Yeah. Just a few days ago, he'll be here through the 27-28 season. So there's a renewed level of commitment from him and having Lillard in the fold as well. And Chris Middleton, fully healthy, one hopes. Like, he really had some run-ins with health last year that really kind of limited what he could do during the regular season. So he's fully there, and Brooke Lopez is back. So this is a really a fun time and a good first opponent. Philadelphia's got major issues in terms of personnel. James Harden is apparently not going to be here. He's at odds with the front office. So that takes away a major, major difference maker for them. But they're a good team. They're a playoff-level team in the Eastern Conference. So this is a nice opening night test, I think, for the Milwaukee Bucks.
I have a request for all sports reporters everywhere. Can we not call him Dame?
you don't like Dame?
I don't get it. No, his name is Damian.
So that's sort of a self-prescribed thing. I mean, he seems pretty comfortable with a Dame. The whole Dame time thing where he points at his watch every time he has a good game or makes some good plays. I don't know. I was always a little hesitant on the Greek Freak naming thing. Like, I didn't love that, so I've always kind of stayed away from it. Certainly, you know, I don't think of him as Dame. I think of him as Damian Lillard, but you know, we'll see how that goes. I imagine that'll be co-opted. That was a big thing in Portland, and I imagine Milwaukee will have a hard time changing things up too dramatically there.
Well, Greg Bach, well, then we'll have to sit down and talk to Damian Lillard and tell him you don't get to give yourself your own nickname. That's not how it works.
That's right. I'm here to tell that man something. He'll, no thank you.
So other than the 76ers, who is going to be a good competitive team against the Bucks this year, JR?
Yeah, the Boston Celtics are the team. And you, if you look around the internet and look at preseason projections from people who cover the NBA, everybody thinks it's either the Celtics or the Bucks coming out of the Eastern Conference. Everybody thinks these two teams are going to face each other at the end of the year, and things go wrong. And like, the Miami Heat went wrong for just about everybody last year, for both the Celtics and the Bucks in the postseason last year. So you never really know. There are certainly other contenders: Miami, Cleveland, you know, maybe Philadelphia, but Boston is the one, and they've got Drew Holiday, obviously former Bucks standout.
Right.
He's playing for them now. They played last night against the New York Knicks. They fared very well. They won. It was a pretty close game to the end, but they've got a guy named Kristaps Porzingis who has had a lot of success but has been injured. And if he's healthy, I think Boston is probably the better team, you know, just by a nose hair or two, but probably the team that should be favored if they get into an Eastern Conference Finals. But we'll see. We'll see who is healthy at the end of the year, because obviously the Bucks are way, way up there as well.
Are you going to the game tonight, JR?
I am not. I was initially gonna go there and do a little work for us here at the Journal Sentinel, but not needed. We've got the full gamut of people that are gonna be there, so I'm gonna be relaxing at home.
I'm sure everyone's like, I'll go. It's fine.
I'm usually that person. I usually am all about, sign me up for anything, but not needed tonight. There'll be plenty of opportunities going forward.
The Milwaukee Journal Sentinel's J.R. Radcliffe is our guest every Thursday at 11:33 as we get an update on everything that's going on in sports in Wisconsin. So let's get the painful, let's rip the Band-Aid off on the Packers, and they suck.
Yes, we can move on. They're bad. very concerning. Very concerning showing. Two games in a row against lesser opponents. They had 10 days to prepare for the Las Vegas Raiders. They did not beat them. They had 13 days to prepare for the Denver Broncos. They did not beat them. I think you can attribute it to a lot of things. I do think there is some serious concern if Jordan Love can be the guy going forward. His accuracy just isn't where it needs to be for somebody who is 25 years old and has been in the league several years now. I mean, I know he's not starting. It's a different animal, and there obviously will be development, probably for the better. But there aren't many guys at his age that just suddenly become a more accurate quarterback. That the alarm bells are ringing here. And
go ahead.
No, you go ahead. Yeah.
Well, now I've heard that there's a problem with the coaching too, because LaFleur's been taking it pretty much in the shorts after these past three games.
Yeah, there's. You could definitely point to that too. Yes, there, especially when it comes to early in the game, the so-called scripted plays that Matt LaFleur has, where they already know the play calls based on, they just have a plan for the first couple series, and then they start to adjust based on what they're seeing. The Packers are doing nothing with that script. They are terrible early in games. They really only seem to be scoring when their backs are against the wall and they have to like make some creative things happen. So that is an indictment of LaFleur. I don't know. Like, this is football is just one of those things. It's very hard to tell if it's the player execution or the coaching. I think it's obviously a bit of both. This team is very young. They are lacking on execution. I think you could give the coaches a lot of blame, but also some credit too. So I don't know. I don't know where the blame lies, but it ain't working. This is a team that's working for next year, baby. It's not pretty right now.
I am going to step forward and offer myself as Jordan Love's extra mother, because okay. I feel and. To hear you say he's 25 years old and he should be better than that. See, it's like he's a baby, JR. He's a munchkin. He's 25, but he has had experience. He's been on the bench for a while, but I still feel that our expectations are so high that within three games he's going to be the next Favre or the next Aaron Rodgers, hopefully without the arrogance.
Yes, I hear you. To you and me, he is a very young man. In the football world, where your career is so short,
yeah,
less so for quarterbacks. Quarterbacks can spend a little bit longer in terms of years on the field, but it isn't even just about the development. It's also about the contract situation. Like, they have to know sooner rather than later if they're going to extend him beyond what they currently have him for. Really, like, next year is kind of the last year where they're going to have to make a decision sooner than that.
Wow.
They have to know about the next year's draft. Are they going to make a play for one of the top quarterbacks in the draft? A lot of good ones in the 2024 draft. So do they go all in on that? Or do they say, look, Love's our guy for another year or two? Now might be the time to get a quarterback based on where the classes are in college. So these are things that they have to have answers sooner than I think the normal human world would expect.
And how do you think they're going to fare this coming weekend?
I mean, the Vikings beating the 49ers is a bad sign. I'm pretty worried about Green Bay. There are some bad teams still on this schedule. I don't think the Packers should be expected, maybe Carolina. But other than that, they shouldn't be expected to really win any games going forward. They're going to win some, for sure. This is not a team that will lose out, but it's bad. It's
a
bad.
Long, painful football season ahead of us.
Enjoy! It's going to be fun!
There you go.
Enjoy what it was like in the 80s, and this is what we lived through in the 80s.
We've had a couple stinkers in the Favre-Rodgers era. They're just very few and far between.
Absolutely. J.R. Radcliffe is our guest, a sports reporter for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. The Badgers, though, had a good weekend.
They did. A large man caught a game-winning touchdown, which is a huge for me. That's definitely my brand. Very exciting to see a left tackle in Nolan Rucci catch the game-winning touchdown. They rallied back. They did. They came off the mat big time. Like, that's a game they. I mean, I had certainly chalked it up that they were going to lose that game. So it keeps them alive big time in the Big Ten West, because Iowa took a really close, heartbreaking loss to Minnesota. There was a little controversy around a call in that game. So that brought the Badgers back into first place in the West. Now they have a massive uphill battle against Ohio State this weekend. They will probably lose that game. If they win, though, they will be the favorite then to win the West. And even if they lose, there's still a chance here. So they're not out of it after that.
All right, let's talk about the Major League Baseball situation. I mean, we've got the series that's starting, but of course the elephant in the room is what's going to happen with Craig. We don't know. Yes. So let's start with Craig and then move on to who you think is going to. I think the Diamondbacks are going to take it. They've been such a good team all year long. But that's just Carroll. So go. What do you think is going to happen with Craig?
I mean, I would say the Diamondbacks with only 84 wins are kind of the most mediocre team in the playoffs, but then they get into the playoffs and they've just found a way to do it. So I will pick them, if only because there's this weird thing going on where the team that beats the Brewers in the postseason, first of all, they've been to the postseason 9 times, the Brewers have. Every single team that has beaten the Brewers has gone on to the World Series.
Oh, that's so depressing.
It's weird, right? One time it's because it was in the World Series and there were a couple championship series where it's the next step in the process. So obviously, but yeah, this is yet another example of there's no explanation for the Arizona Diamondbacks. There's no explanation for them. And Texas Rangers, likewise, they've taken a completely different path. I would pick them. I would pick the Rangers, but I would have picked the team against the Diamondbacks each of the past 3 series, essentially. So who's to say? I don't know. It's going to be fun. Craig Counsell, though, speaking now to the New York Mets, he's going to be interviewing for the job. Pretty interesting development on Wednesday, because I guess my interpretation was that if he stepped away, it would be to step away from managing, at least for in the short term, like maybe for a year or two. Not that he was interested in leaving the Brewers for another team, but if he's interviewing with the New York Mets, he's at least interested in managing again with another team. So that to me says something a little bit different about how I interpreted it. I think there is a concern, a real one, that he takes a job with the New York Mets. I think that would be a very tough look for the Brewers. You know, cart before the horse, because all he's doing is talking right now. We don't know how serious he's interested or whatever. But if he leaves, then it's like, well, either he didn't get the money he wanted, which, come on, pay the man whatever he wants, or he just doesn't want to be in Milwaukee anymore, which runs counter to how he is. You know, like he's the native son who loves shepherding this franchise, and I really believe he loves it here. I believe that. So if he takes a job somewhere else, oh man, that is a bad, bad look for the Brewers ownership team and their front office and everything.
I think if he goes to the Mets where David Stearns is too, and I think the Mets say, well, we're going to give you the one thing that you couldn't get with the Brewers, which is way more money.
Yeah. I mean, that's certainly a possibility. You know, the money manager's command is so small in the big picture that, you know, even if they say triple a salary, that's still not. It's not huge. I mean, it is a lot of money, but it's also that shouldn't be cost prohibitive for any owner of a big league team. That should not matter.
I'm not talking about his salary, though. I'm talking about payroll.
Oh, I see. Yeah. Well, they can. I mean, they had a huge payroll. It did not work out for them this year, but presumably they'll be spending a little more smartly in addition to probably even spending more going forward. So, yes, he will have. That is absolutely true. He will have players at his disposal that he did not have in Milwaukee, and he just won't have to, you know, they won't have to find creative ways to win. They'll just go out and win.
Okay, so let's just say, for example, worst case scenario for us, that Counsell decides to leave. Who's waiting in the wings to take over the skipper spot?
I don't think there is a clear-cut, obvious candidate of somebody who would take the reins, who's already in the organization. There's a lot of names we could float, people who are bench coaches in other places. Stephen Vogt, a former Brewers player, he's recently retired. He played last year in 2022, but he wants to become a manager, and he's a name that a lot of people are chasing. The Cleveland Guardians are interested in bringing him in. So he's a name that I think a lot of people like, very beloved person in baseball circles. Beyond that, it's probably not a name people are going to know. I mean, I could throw out some bench coaches, but it's a lot of guys with managerial experience, but there's a pretty good trend of bringing in recent guys like Stephen Vogt, who recent players, and skipping a lot of like the coming up through the minors and just having them be in the, you know, so it's impossible to really come up with a tight circle of names. There's going to be a lot of people interested in that job.
The news never stops in the world of sports. J.R. Radcliffe, sports reporter for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. We will talk to you in 2 weeks.
All right. That sounds great. Bucks and six. Let's go.
Bucks and six. Thank you so much, JR. Stick with us. One last break left. You are listening to As Goes Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network.
The competitors you prefer, best their opposing equivalents. So you can somehow feel connected to the feet of your self-appointed constituents. Maybe hours you spend watching post-match pontificators able to find the thrill of being a witness and better your predictive aptitude for your squad. Future physical fitness. Sports go sports. Athletics are number one. Participants are heroes. Go team, yeah. Sports go sports. Athletics are number
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here.
I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe, and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
UPS Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org, brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Cloudy today, with snow likely, becoming mixed precipitation. High of 35, west winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. Lows around 20 tonight, high of 39 tomorrow. 1 to 3 inches of snow today. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 27 degrees.
Waukesha, home of Les Paul, our awesome farmers market, and the Shaw. 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
Welcome to As Goes to Wisconsin. Jane Madden in for Kristen Bry. Greg Bach is on the board. Carol Kane with me live in studio downtown Waukesha. And you can always check in 844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY, just about 9 minutes before the top of the hour and the kickoff of the Todd Aldball Show. So stick around for that.
Okay.
Todd's terrific. He joins us on Mondays.
He's a good man.
Absolutely. Another good man, J.R. Radcliffe from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, was just here talking all things sports. And there's a lot of excitement about the Bucks.
Right.
And the season opener is tonight at Fiserv Forum.
But it's a long season.
It is a long season.
Let's just calm down.
So you're saying I need to pace myself
as
when it comes to buying new Bucks things.
Well, you can buy it. I mean, that's where I'm lacking, to tell you the truth.
Oh, really?
In Bucks stuff. I've got Packers stuff coming out the yin-yang. I've got Brewers stuff. But the Bucks, I really don't have anything that says Fear the Deer or anything like that.
Are you color hesitant? Is it the team called the green and white that doesn't appeal to you?
No, you know what it is? Nobody's given me anything.
There it is, folks.
If Carol were given free Bucks gear, she would wear the Bucks gear.
I would.
I'm just saying this. I'm not a huge basketball fan, although I will say the excitement from the fans and everybody is getting me a little more ramped up. And
If
anyone out there wants to give me free Bucks gear, I am more than happy to wear it.
Well, let's just make this all three of us then. Yes, we will take your free Bucks gear in case you need to get rid of it.
I'm from Wisconsin. I'll take anything free.
Got a little Bucks onesie. We can get to Frankie Lou.
Oh, I love that. Of course, Damian Lillard is the newest big name to join the team. And there is a typical green and white jersey available at the Bucks Pro Shop for
$130. That's not bad.
That's not bad?
That's not bad. It's really not bad.
Really?
Yep, really. That stuff has gotten very
expensive.
Hence
the reason I said I'll take free.
That reminds me, I got to get to the Brewers Pro Shop and get myself one of those.
Council?
No, I'm going to get a custom jersey made because I got some gift cards.
Nice.
And I mean, I have a Moustakas jersey, which sucks because he doesn't play for us anymore. But Yeah, I mean, I got that reminds me. You just reminded me. I got to get to the pro shop.
And what will that cost you?
I have no idea, but I have gift cards, so hopefully nothing.
You can also get T-shirts with Damian Lillard's likeness, including a shirt with him and Giannis, with the Milwaukee Skyline and Bucks logo in the background. That's only $40.
Yeah.
So that's not terrible.
No, that's not terrible.
You know what really calls to me, however?
Yeah?
It's a black sequin bomber jacket.
Oh, wow. How much is that?
It's $150.
When's your birthday?
January.
Okay. What's your size?
Oh, there you go. You got another stop to
let
make
me,
there, Greg.
Let me look over the Bucks Pro Shop, and oh, I will send you my size.
Actually, I don't mind if you spend $150 on
not
me.
Not at all. Go for it, Greg. And if you buy now, it's only $105 with the code.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, what size are you?
Well, and you know what? That's a bold look. I mean, you really got to own that. Here's if you're going to wear that.
I'm telling this right now, Jane. If I buy that for you, or I find like 15 or 20 people to help me buy it for you, and if you don't wear that every day, I will be so mad.
Don't buy it for me.
Why?
Because
Why?
It's too much. Okay. I'm like Carol said, I'm from Wisconsin. If we can find one on sale.
Right.
Then for, you know, like $40.
Check out Etsy.
I'm just asking you. Oh, my. On Etsy, they'd be $900 because they're like perfectly sewn by hand with the finest of sequins.
Ew.
And it's made of real buckskin.
Oh, we see what you did there.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Yeah. Also, Lululemon, which is the big yoga pant people.
Yeah.
Lululemon?
Lululemon. Or acai berries, whatever.
Listen to you.
Oh, God, there's our promo for today.
Lululemon
has not one but two racks of gear for Bucks fans who want to look stylish working out.
Okay, that's fine. I'm kind of a sweatshirt kind of gal.
Yeah.
That's me.
I'm not I wouldn't wear a jersey.
Well, I know what, just put it on and just be walking around.
Right. You know? With someone else's name on it. No. But something with the team logo on it for sure.
Well, I don't know how much these sweatshirts are going for, but some staple gear is new to the arena. Okay. You've got 85 to 100. So that's not cheap either, but you know, I guess, you know, you want to be a homer a little bit and support the team. So why not?
Welcome to shopping at the Bucks Pro Shop online with Jane and Carol. Yeah.
All we need is for the Bucks to sponsor this.
I you know what? I'm just going to say right now, sponsored by the Milwaukee Bucks. They've paid us nothing. They've given us nothing, but they're here with us in our heart.
Oh, they could just give us merch, Greg.
Hey, the dear the Milwaukee Bucks. See what I did there? Dear the Milwaukee Bucks.
Oh, nice. Nice, yeah. Guys. Have we got a deal for you? Yeah. Have we got a deal for you?
Yeah, it's like when you're walking down Fifth Avenue at Playa del Carmen and the guy who wants to give you the fishing trip, you know, come on over. Come on over. $10.
That was so, like, I'm from Wisconsin. I'll get a deal. When you're walking down Fifth Avenue, Playa del Carmen.
Well, we're just about out of time.
We are?
With this Bucks shopping segment. Todd Alba and the Todd Alba Show is coming up next. Make sure you join us tomorrow morning starting at 10 o'clock at 11:06. Dr. Michael McCutcheon will be here to fix your life. If you have relationship questions, life questions, job questions, you can always text him in at 844-967-2789. And then I think we're going to do a little Halloween costume quiz.
Okay.
2023 political Halloween costumes. We'll okay. fit that in somewhere tomorrow between 10 and noon. Thank okay. you so much for calling. Thank you so very much for listening. We would be nothing without you. Have a wonderful day. Stay right here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Don't let biased algorithms or degree screens or exclusive professional networks or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
The RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
You're listening to The Shaw.
WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.